From JMI Wealth, Thursday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. It's all real here. There's no stuttering.
No, there's not. It's all real. It's live and it's happening. It's raw. 4.2%, not a bad number.
Not a bad number, Mike. These are the employment numbers yesterday. There's always quite a bit involved in these numbers. I mean, you've got three sets of data. You've got quarterly employment survey, household labour force survey, labour cost index. So let's just try and demystify all that. Yeah, the number everyone's worried about, what's the unemployment rate? 4.2%. Now, the last quarter, the unemployment rate was 3.9%. So you're thinking, hey, unemployment's moved quite a bit. It's gone from 3.9 to 4.2. The thing was, that 3.9 number was quite a big surprise. In fact, it was a large surprise to a lot of people. So I think the most sensible thing is sort of smooth these two numbers out.
Yep.
And also acknowledge the fact that despite that, it's still a very strong labour market. There's a very healthy number. There's lots of jobs out there. But maybe we're just coming off the boil a little bit. Wage inflation, we've talked about this quite a bit before as well. When you've got a very tight labour market, it's not unreasonable to expect that at some stage you're going to see some pressure on wages, and we are seeing that. Wage inflation, if you look at the private sector labour cost index, wage inflation has hit a 10-year high. I mean, it's still not rampant, but it's hit a 10-year high. There's also quite a few wage settlements in there as well, so there's quite a few of those sort of industry-wide increases. Now, jobs growth is slowing, 0.9% growth on an annual basis, so again, evidence that it's coming off the boil. Part-time employment down slightly, because that's because people are moving to full-time employment. If we look at this thing called the underutilization rate, that's when you bring in underemployed workers, potential job seekers, that fell from 11% to 10.4%. That's a big move. So even though we're seeing the unemployment rate shift up, if you look down at the other level, I think it indicates that the labour market's still pretty healthy. Tough question now, Mike. What does the RBNZ do about it, though? How do they react to this data sort of next week in the official cash rate monetary policy statement? They were forecasting slightly higher unemployment. They've got a mandate to support maximum sustainable employment.
Yeah.
And they've just recently come out and said they'd like commentators to tell them what they should do, not think about what they will do.
They should hold.
Well, here you go. Property market showing a little bit of signs of life, but on balance, we've still got this confidence issues. Put another 25 basis points in there and give confidence a bit of a nudge.
Oh, you reckon you're going, all right, I go hold, you go 25, we'll bet a dollar
on
it.
There you go.
Okay,
yep.
Now, we're talking about insurance on the program a lot yesterday,
yep.
And I'm fascinated by this and what you do with climate change and cliffs and beaches and all that sort of stuff. So where are we at?
Yeah, this is really interesting. So you were talking about that. You're saying some places insurance is difficult to procure and some, the price is reacting as well. Well, listeners out there may remember The Big Short, the 2015 movie. Remember that? I think he won an Oscar. It was based on a Michael Lewis book of the same name, and it looked at how the 2007-08 financial crisis was triggered by the housing market bubble. Now, one of the protagonists, one of the real-life protagonists, was this guy called David Burt, and he was a consultant, I think, at Cornwall Capital. Now, he's now betting large again, only this time it's exactly what we're talking about. It's climate change, and basically the position that climate change is, and we're not going to debate whether or not what the cause is, but we are seeing rising sea levels. What's he saying is that the housing market in the US and other associated industries are not taking that rising, or the pricing is not taking those rising sea levels into account. The problem starts with the government flood maps. They have some climate change experts say they are underreporting the risk, and that risk is then transmitted through housing, through lending, and where, Mike? Into insurance.
Yeah.
And the point is, it's mispriced. $60 to $100 billion worth of mortgages for U.S. coastal homes issued every year. Then people run off and get insurance. What he's saying is the cost should be more expensive.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see how this one pans out. But you might have to wait 20 years.
Yeah,
and we may not be around, Mike.
I'll still be here, Mike. No worries at all. You're welcome if you are. Now, anyway, what are the numbers?
27,460 on the Dow, down 32. The S&P 500, 3068, down small. And the NASDAQ, 8394, down 40 points. FTSE 100, 7396, gained 9. The Nikkei, 23303, was up 0.22%. The Shanghai Composite lost 13 points, 2978. On the Australasian markets, the ASX 200, 6660, lost 0.55% yesterday. And we lost 0.76%. On the NZX 50, down 82 points, closing at 10,759. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, 1 New Zealand dollar, 0.6365 US, 0.9251 Aussie, 0.5745 Euro, 49.4943 against the pound, 69.27 yen. Gold trading at $1,493 and Brent crude $62.02.
Have a great day, mate. See you for Friday morning. Look forward to it. The best in the business. Andrew Callaher at jmawealth.co.nz.